What's up, everybody? It's Bo here. Okay, we got another Halo mini for you today. Allegiance is episode 8 of the Halo miniseries. Not miniseries, just Halo series. This is a mini podcast about the series. That's right. Yeah. Halo TV talk. Here we go. All right. So this episode right here, admittedly, I've been on vacation, and so I've been like in and out, and this episode got a lot of false starts for me. And then finally I just was like, you know what, let me just watch what I can when I can here and there. And man, I wish I could sit through and watch this entirely all the way through, because especially this back half of the episode, fantastic. I'm not a huge fan of the first half. I'll just go ahead and say that right now. The whole John and the Blessed One kind of romance situation, especially like getting physical. I don't know if it's because when I first saw the character, I thought she was a child. Like, I admittedly thought like she was kind of young or like a kid or like a clone kid or something like that. And then we'll find out like, oh, okay, no, she's not. All right, fair enough. And then, but I don't know. There's just something about her and John that just, it didn't work for me. Did not work for me at all. Felt very uncomfortable during that whole sequence. Anyway, regardless, they are romantically entwined to some extent. What I love about this episode, though, is that we get a continued fantastic performance from the Cortana AI. This is awesome, because a lot is actually being communicated in nonverbal ways for what is, I mean, technically a voice acted character. You know, I'm starting to kind of see Cortana as kind of that kid who's like, you know, who's in like an abusive family, right? Like she's seeing the way in which Halsey is, you know, narcissistic and abusive towards John, and kind of her mindset of kind of control and possession and everything else. And Cortana, as she's developing on her own and as she's kind of self-differentiating, she's also, you can see her kind of trying to protect herself. Like she'll say something and then she'll immediately validate Halsey. Like, of course, just like you said, you know, like they're just constant, like, and there's almost this look of concern mixed with fear, but also kind of a stoicness to protect herself. It might be one of the best visually acted, like CGI characters I think we've ever seen. I don't think that this is getting enough credit, honestly. I think it's a really, really fantastic performance. Halsey, by the way, going full Palpatine in this episode, loved it. Was waiting for her to pull this kind of thing. Again, you know, I've mentioned in previous episodes of the Halo mini, but you know, Halsey helped develop everything. She's like the mother of humanity to some extent. And I think she kind of sees herself in that way, but specifically her brand of motherhood, right? Like with that very possessive, narcissistic, controlling, all that kind of good stuff. And so like, you know, When the time comes, she's like, oh, okay, all right. So the government, they're trying to shut me down. Okay, well, guess what? I'm the government now. What up, Spartans? And like, she's instantly controlling everybody. And fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Really love the Halsey Spartan kind of, going rogue, so to speak, and excited to see where that goes. This finally pushed Cortana to the point where she was ready to break with Halsey and go full on team chief. And now she understands why she's doing what she's doing. We see in that confrontation between Keyes and Halsey, just her commitment, like, I will do anything. When he's like, what's the limits? And she's like, there's no limits. I'll literally do anything. I will sacrifice anything. And I mean, we're sitting back like, yeah, we literally saw her sacrifice herself. We saw her clone herself and brutally kill herself in order to make Cortana so that she could have further like control of John, essentially her son. So, I mean, like there's just, it's a fascinating, fascinating kind of character dynamic that exists like around this woman. And I think it's fascinating. Anyway, so all that to say, I'm really enjoying that aspect of the story. Here's, okay. John, Master Chief. Okay, I don't dislike his performance. I think it's actually pretty good. I've actually gotten used to seeing his face. I know there's still a lot. I mean, I'm still baffled by this decision that they've had, like, to not put him in the suit. And I think that's the other thing, too. We've gotten to see his face. They've humanized him, yada, yada, yada. Fine. That's great. I think I look at him now and I'm starting to see Master Chief, and I can connect there, and it's okay. What I'm really struggling with, because this is clearly a decision, clearly a choice, is to keep him around in this like rubberized, like, jumpsuit thing. And I guess that's supposed to be like the suit underneath the armor. And so the idea is it's kind of like, it's, you know, quote unquote, kind of like he's wearing the armor, but he's never wearing the armor. And so like the choice to like, first of all, have him mostly helmetless is, I will say, bold. I will say bold. You know what? I will give him that. It is a bold choice. It is clearly an unpopular choice and was clearly always going to be an unpopular choice. They had to know that. I have to think they had to know that going in. But the furthering of the choice to keep him in this like black rubber jumpsuit, like constantly, like just give him the armor. Like, all right, I'll be honest. CGI the armor. If the problem is that like it's expensive or it's uncomfortable or what have you, fine. CGI the armor. But like put him in armor, please. Make Master Chief Master Chief. He's like, bleh. All right, sorry, gripe over. But regardless, I am hoping that a lot of this stuff gets corrected in season two. This seems like very easy stuff to fix, so to speak. I mean, you know, put Master Chief in the armor. You know, even if he's got to be helmetless from time to time, if not more often than not, fine. But just put the armor back on, or put the helmet back on. You know, put him just do the whole thing in armor. You know, like go full Mandalorian. We'll love it. We will love it. It'll be great. Anyway. Yeah, so there you go. Loved everything with Halsey. Not a big fan of the romance between Chief and the Blessed One. And not sure where we're all going with this. I'm curious, though. I will say that I'm not sure if the Blessed One even knows like whose side she's on at this point. I think she got, I guess, seduced to some extent to humanity's way via Chief. She obviously kind of promised to bring back the head of the demon if she wanted to. She had the opportunity right then and there. But I mean, you could also argue that, you know, well, she's deep in UNSC custody. Like, even if she chopped his head off, how's she getting out of there? So I don't know, man. Maybe she's going to be switching back to sides. That's cool. I don't dislike the character as a concept. Like, I do actually very much like the concept that the Covenant would have kind of a brainwashed child on their side, or I keep calling her a child. She's not a child. They stole her as a child and they brainwashed her. And now she is a Spartan. Like that's essentially what she is. She's their own version of a Spartan to be able to operate the Covenant technology. And so I like that in concept, not a huge fan of an execution. Really don't like the love thing. Don't like her in Chief at all. So yeah, there's all that. Okay, that's what I remember from my, like, jumping around watching of this episode. So if I missed some of the best parts, I apologize for that. Miranda figured out the voice thing. That's right. Go Miranda. Love Miranda. More Miranda. You know what? More keys and Halsey and the actual Master Chief, please. All right, there we go. That's it for me. Hope you enjoyed this one. Let me know your thoughts. You can use the hashtag HaloTVTalk, and I'll be looking for that. And yeah, that's going to do it for us for now. But don't worry, I'll be back in a flash.